Sasha.
And you know a raven story?
Hmm?
You know a raven story?
Hmm? Down in Southeastern, they used to have stories just almost like ours in here. They used to figure that the raven is the one that made the world. It's the native's way of it, you know. Made the world and it made people.
Mm-hmm.
Colored all the living birds. And I don't know where he got all the colors from, but he was coloring them anyway. All kinds of fancy color. You know how them birds are, all different species. Then this big loon, you don't see them around here. Most of the creeks you might see them, big ones. It's all brownish like all over, except the back of the head, where it's white. They claim that the raven got mad at these birds and they all took off, and the raven just got hold of a chalk, white chalk, you know. And this loon popped up, his head popped up, and he just hit him right on the back of the head.
Why did he do that to the loon?
Why?
He got
mad. When he was coloring these birds, he gave names to each bird, you know, each species. Colored them pretty as he can, and then
this raven.
Yeah, this raven. Mm-hmm. They call him Dutchos. He colored these prettiest birds he can. And then he named them afterwards. He named those birds afterwards. He put them to side and started on another one and then started coloring them. He made all the... He colored all the prettiest birds. You know, the prettiest way. Then he finally got through with all of them. You ever seen them big loons in the lake, them pretty ones? All of those. And then, at last he wanted to get name for himself. So, while these other colored, those that he got through with, they got together and they got a sword. I don't know where they got the sword from. They got sword, you know, they parted all up and ground it up right away. They called them in native way Dotsa Zatonil. We'll call you Raven. That Dotson is after the color, named after the color it is, you know. So they just got this back, this must have been some kind of a skin that they had grounded this stuff in. They just dumped that right over him. Before he got this blanket or whatever it is off, all the birds took off. And he must have been coloring with this chalk, white chalk, just before that. All he said is this loon, this brown loon, his head popped up and he just hit him right on the back of the head. That's what they claimed that gave the color. Just right here, it's just white.
In the back of the head?
Yeah, and it's brownish all over. That's the end of that story.
Mm-hmm. Where did you hear that story?
Oh, it's like we heard it from here and there, from older people. There used to be lots of stories, but we don't carry them on quite often, so we keep forgetting them. You know.
Do you know any other stories that you could tell in native?
No. the way they act. They act look, more like a people, you know. In the fall time, they leave, you know. They leave the lakes, and before they leave, those especially those humpback fish, they're circling in a group, or there must be about 200-300 of them, you know, just packed together like just like sardines, and they at the end of the lake where the water starts draining off, there's about three bunches of them. Looks like they're having a farewell party, you know, before they leave the lake. There's one bunch milling this way, left, and the other bunch milling to the right, and the third milling with one of the two. You know. They're just like sardines; they're just packed, and they form a big circle, just as tight as they can get together, and they keep milling like this, and the other one milling the other way, and when they come here parallel with a stream, one take off, and the other one parallel with the stream takes off, and the other circle parallel with the stream takes off. So they're just one after another they keep, and that those circles getting smaller and smaller, but they just keeping streams going down the stream. We saw them like that. We figured they must be having a farewell party, you know, farewell, some kind of a recreation before they leave their summer camp or something. That's all I know about the fish.
Where did you see this happen?
Up here in Novi. That was quite a while ago. This is something like an authentic story.
How long ago was that?
Oh, here about 40 years ago. We used to hunt in the canoes some days. No, not many boats, motor-powered boats some days. We used to hunt more in canoes, and we came up in fall time hunting moose. We came to the end of this lake, I mean the slough, the shallow stream of water running into this slough from the lake. That's where we saw this.
That fish.
Fish, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
That time we got canoe load of it. Mm-hmm. Boy, it was wonderful to see them, how they're doing. Well, they must be talking to each other too, you know, having a big time before they leave for the winter, after being in them lakes, in that lake all summer. You know them clams? They're in a shell. And
But I don't know.
That's stories.
Yeah, that's stories. This year they put on in winter time. He's scarce, was looks different this year, but it looks to me like when we look at it in summertime and when we look at it in winter time, it looks just the same. But I don't know. They said that was story too, but that
winter clothes.
They changed it, they said, in winter time.
The scales,
you know. I don't know how they changed it anyway.
You know about that, Sue?
No.
Well, that's all we heard about. Yeah, that's all we heard of. Them clams, they're in the shell. But their shell open in the night time. They do the same as fish too. They take off later in fall. They take off for the deeper water. Yeah, we see the tracks of them. They you know.
What, on the beach, on the bar.
Yeah, for their to ambuscade when they're they come down. We see the track of it, just like a snake track or something. Mm-hmm. When they see a weed under the water, they start way over here and they start circling just like clocks, just like a watch spring. They keep circling this thing right into where the weed is. It looks just like watch spring, you know. And then they crawl right under this weed pad, and they stay under there in daytime. You never see them travel. They travel during the night sometime, but you can in daytime you can see the tracks. They're just like, you know, hide out. But during the night they take off for the deeper water.
Mm.
Did you ever hear any stories about when the first salmon came up the stream, where the salmon came from?
The salmon,
the king salmon. Did they live under the water somewhere?
No, we don't hear anything. We didn't hear anything of those, where the salmon came from. No.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same as this porcupine and raven. They used to talk with each other, talk with other animals. You remember that time, this the story, you know that story that about time a raven went and got this moon and sun and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the story about that native one. Well, it just happened so that these people were living, and it was dark, no sun, no moon. So I don't know. They finally got tired of living in dark. So they start urging this raven to go and get moon and sun. And he got paid for doing this. They used to give him something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of food.
A lot of food.
And at those days, they claimed they had a building. Without a roof, and they had meeting, so they'd sent this raven to get this
sun
and the moon.
No, just sun.
Well, that was sun and the moon.
Oh yeah.
Sure, that was sun and the moon.
Oh.
Don't you remember we? He threw to one up this tree, the other.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to hypnotize himself to anything. So they got all kinds of food, you know, wild food like meat, fish, all together, and he ate all that up.
He ate everything up.
He ate everything up and he went to sleep. And his spirit left. They claim his spirit left, you know. But just to say he went to bed, and his spirit just left. Was it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, he
when he went to this place?
Yeah, anyway, he took off. It was just dark. And meanwhile, these other animals, they were having little trouble because this black bear, he wanted to be in dark rather than to be in daylight. You say, why shouldn't it be dark all the time? We could smell what we wanted, what we pray for eating. And the others want light, daylight, you know, sun. They were getting mad at each other, but anyway, this raven took off already. And he came to a camp where you see light, you know, in dark, wherever it's dark, you can see even a glow, you can see. So he saw a glow, and he stopped, and he... He hollered, twilight? Twilight. He hollered, just like the way he croaked, twilight. You know, who you coached her in it then, twilight.
Yeah.
And this young girl, she was outdoors. She was out in the evening. I don't think they knew whether it's night or day. You know, dark all the time. And so this little girl, this young girl ran in and told her grandma, this raven out here calling twilight, you know, in different language. Yokosh, that's twilight in our language. So they put a little piece of fish in the fire. We people like us do that nowadays yet, you know, to feed the spirit. They claim if we burn something after a person dies, they put those in the fire and they claim the spirit eats them, for about a week or so. So they throw this fish in the fire, and somehow this raven had got this food, and then he took off again. He was flying in dark for long ways, and then he saw another glow. It must be quite a ways, and he stopped on a treetop, and same thing. All this girl come out of this story, and he called the same way, twilight, Keep on like that for quite a while, but soon he started to see daylight. Daylight, and then he started to walk, because he could see where he's walking then. And this was in winter, ain't it? He claimed to be winter.
Yeah.
So he came to a village, big village, and I came to a big village, and then just around the point he got grass, you know, he could hypnotize himself to a big shot. So he got grass and brushed himself with this grass. He was what they called them, I don't know the name of them, you know them, those necklaces they used to have.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to see them around town now, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a beech like, but they're long.
And like dentalium shells?
Yeah, that's shells, I think. They used to make them, have necklaces out of them. Well, anyway, he brushed himself with this grass, you know, and that got to be these shells made up. And what did he brush himself with for the boots? He was pretty busy making himself a big man. Well, anyway, whatever he used came to be a clothes, you know, high price clothes them days, for clothes. So he came around the pond, and pretty soon somebody in the village saw him. They started to holler, what's, I don't know the name for them, big doyo.
Mm-hmm, doyo.
That's a big shot anyway, however it is. Everybody ran out down there on the ice, and they claimed to be another man just like him in this village, who had the sun and the moon. And so they told him, they were talking, these people were talking to each other, put him in, might as well bring him into the house, you know, just like him, ranking like him, you know. And so they brought him in there, and here was moon and the sun hanging up there, tied to each other. And this moon and the sun holder had a daughter, and so he got married, I think, and he had a baby right away. How quick! Little baby boy. He was carrying this baby all the time. And same time, this stuff that he used to make this clothes out of, the power starts to get weak, you know, so the magic power starts getting weak or something. It's almost falling off. And he was just doing all he can to have this combined to each other. And, so this little boy got old enough to make motions and start crying. This crow raven was carrying this little boy, and he mused, "I wish somebody go out and start hollering a dog got all getting away with dried king salmon." And then that came true. People start hollering out there, and they start hollering the dog running away with dried king salmon. Everybody took off, and here he pretend he was minding this little boy sitting in there. And then while everybody went, he just grabbed a knife. I mean, what? He just grabbed him.
Yeah,
oh, no. Just before this happened, just before he mused that dog would take a dried king salmon, and just before that, this little boy started to cry. And his grandpa asked Raven, what's the little boy crying for? this Raven, this little boy, he was pointing to that sun and the moon. "Oh, this little boy want that sun and the moon," he said. Well, it was right with him then. And then this... that's when people start to holler that there's a dog running away with the king salmon, dried king salmon. So everybody took off, and there he was all alone. He just took off all his the makeup clothes that he combined out of all the herbs he can find, fall off. Even old birch bark he used for boots, made some kind of a fancy boots out of that. All them things were there, and he just took off. There was a chimney, chimney was big enough for him to fly through, he got to be a raven again. Hypnotized himself to a raven again. He took off as high as he can, and then he threw this sun east. He threw the sun east, stating that it would be his sun for the daytime. And then he threw the moon to the west, stating that would be moon for the nighttime. Then he took off, flying down. Sun came up. Simultaneously, they start noticed a daybreak at the place where he was coming from. He came from. They start to notice the daybreak and the twilight coming up. Pretty soon, sun came up, and it must have took him quite a while to go back, fly back. When he got to this place where he left, everybody was busy hauling wood and cutting wood and everything. That's that story, but not a story, but that raven again. That's the end of it.
Do you remember where you first heard that story?
Pardon me?
Do you remember where you first heard that story?
Oh, we were just kids. We were up to Novi. We had camp up to Novi, and my parents used to be there. They used to tell us that story. And lots of other older people used to know them stories, just same as each other. That used to exist for on and on from way back, I think, you know, till it people start forgetting it now. Because they used to tell all these stories in our language. It was more simpler than this now, you know.
Did they tell that story in the wintertime or in the summertime?
Mostly in the wintertime. Because, you know, it's long evenings too. You know, short days, long evenings, nothing to do. Moose hunting season, you know, September. Pretty soon I was paddling along, drifting along in a canoe. I seen a 2-year-old black bear coming up, running up the beach, quite a ways down. And keep coming closer and closer. There was spruce chickens on the beach at that time. And there was one spruce chicken on the beach, and I was drifting closer to it, and the bear was coming closer to it. So it started making noise, like this black bear stood up for a while and took off in the woods away from this little chicken. They never heard that before, I don't think.